Hi, everyone. My name is Audrey Gibson, and I'm a physician assistant at the Arthritis Center of North Georgia in Gainesville, Georgia. I've been working in clinical practice in rheumatology for the past 18 years. So today we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, can you recapture the response to IL-17 inhibitor therapy after an interruption or discontinuation in therapy? And this is something that I think we all, you know, wonder about. We question whether patients decide that they're going to withdraw from therapy on their own, or if perhaps patients may have an illness or an infection or maybe a surgery which interrupts their therapy. And the question is can they restart therapy, and how do they do when they restart therapy? So we're going to look at a clinical trial today. It's recapture and retreatment rates with itacizumab after withdrawal of therapy in patients with axial spondyloarthritis. Results at week 104 from a randomized placebo-controlled withdrawal study, and this was by Robert B.M. Landau. And this study evaluated the effectiveness of itacizumab retreatment at week 104 for patients who experienced a flare after therapy withdrawal. This randomized placebo-controlled study involved 155 patients with axial spondyloarthritis who achieved remission and were then either continued on itacizumab or switched to placebo. Now, what the results showed were that 96% of patients who were withdrawn to placebo recaptured low disease activity, and 71% recaptured inactive disease after itacizumab retreatment. The authors concluded that itacizumab retreatment is effective in recapturing disease control after temporary therapy interruption. So if we ever have any patients that ask us about this, we have some data that we can go back and reference. Again, thank you for your time and your attention. If you have any further questions or would like additional information, you can look for us at the RAP website or at the RAP ACE app. Thanks, and have a great one.